Bezos Hashem Yizvarech, our halacha topic from Daf Yud Ches is the topic of cutting one's nails and hair cutting during Avelos. On the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, going to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, we learned the halacha that the Mishnah, which gives exceptions to some people that, for example, someone who was in prison, who's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, the same halacha applies for an Avel as well. Which, of course, the implication is that an Avel, in general, is not allowed to have his hair cut. This is spelled out as well in the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. And let's start off discussing some of those halachos, along with the fact that the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis tells us there is a machlokis of whether one is allowed to cut one's fingernails. Do fingernails fall into the same category as hair cutting? In regards to fingernails, so the Gemara tells us that Shmuel was lenient in regards to cutting one's fingernails. However, the Gemara tells us that this is only in regards to cutting with one's teeth. And this is how we paskin vis-a-vis shloshim in regards to cutting one's nails. The Mechaber writes in Simen Shin Sadi Siv Zayin, Kishem she'asal galeach kol shloshim yom, kach asal itol tzipor naim. It's prohibited to cut one's nails during shloshim. Bikli, adds the Mechaber. Like the conclusion of our Gemara, that's only with the utensil. Avol biyodov o b'sheinov mutter, with his hands or his teeth, it's permissible. And our daf spoke about disposing it, the nails, in appropriate manner. And the halach is, afilu toch shiva, even during shiva, one is allowed to cut one's nails with one's hands or one's teeth. The Mechaber adds, if a woman needs to go to the mikvah after shiva and during shloshim, where it's normally prohibited to do one's nails with a utensil, and the halacha is that the nails need to be cut to a point where there wouldn't be a chatzitza from the nails or from any dirt that are under the nails, and hence the nails are cut with a utensil, it should be cut by somebody else. In Hilchas Chol HaMoed, points out the Shach, then in such a case a Gentile would do it. The Mechaber says to have a Gentile do it for a Nida by an Avel, but the Shach points out that that doesn't need to be followed literally, because another Jewish woman could do it as well in the case of Shloshim. Now going on to hair cutting. So the Gemara on Chav Beis on the Beis tells us the following halacha. An Avel is not allowed to cut a hair or shave during Shloshim Yom, during the 30 days. And this is the psak of the Mechaber in the beginning of Simen Shin Tzadi, Sif Aleph. And the Mechaber adds, and this is also based on our Gemara, that when it comes to the mustache, anything that would prevent eating, so then in such a case, the mustache area that we discussed on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the only time it would be prohibited is during Shiva itself. But after Shiva, the mustache, the Lashon HaMechaber, is V'Seir Shel HaSafa U'Me'at Stadim, Kol HaShem Akev Es HaChila Toch Shiva Aser Achar Shiva Mutter. So already after Shiva, it will be permissible to trim the mustache. The Gemara on Chav Beis Amud Beis tells us that there is another set of criteria when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh. If, God forbid, a person's parent passes away, so then there is no longer a prohibition of cutting one's hair like during the Shloshim, in the sense that the Gemara says that you're not allowed to cut your hair all 12 months ad sheyigaru bo chavero, until one's friend protests and says that your hair is too long. There is a big discussion in the Achronim and the Poskim exactly what is the halacha of ad sheyigaru bo chavero. The best way to present this question is through the eyes of Rav Soloveitchik's Chakira, which was in Rav Schechter's notes and recorded in the Shiri HaRav by a dear Rebbe and friend, Rav Yochum Konigsberg. And then through that Chakira, we will take a look at the basic shitos in the poskim. How do we look at this chiyuv ad sheyigaru bo chavero? What exactly is it that when it comes to cutting one's hair during Yud Beis Chodesh, if friends would protest then and say, wow, your hair has gotten long, then in such a case, you're allowed to cut your hair. One way of looking at it is that the Isser of cutting one's hair during Yud Beis Chodesh is up until the point that Shigeru Bo Chavero. In other words, there's a prohibition for an Aval to cut his hair for 30 days, and for Aviv Imov, then the shear is a longer shear, not just 30 days, but he has to leave his hair up until Ad Sheyigaru Bo Chavero. That's one way of understanding that the Chiyuv of the Isser Tisparis is Ad Sheyigaru Bo Chavero. Or the other way to understand it is that Ad Sheyigaru Bo Chavero is a matir, it allows you to cut your hair. L'may nafkamina, it sounds very similar conceptually. Well, there's a very difficult Rabbi Akiva Eger, a fascinating Rabbi Akiva Eger. The truth is, every time you learn something, you always understand it better. I have this Rabbi Akiva Eger marked up in my Shulchan Aruch, but now when I did our Daf Yomi again, I began to understand Rabbi Akiva Eger a lot better. And that is, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that if you read the Darche Moshe, quoting the Or Zeruah, this Rabbi Akiva Eger is in his Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Sadi on Sif Dalid. If you read it carefully, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, the source of the Ramah seems to say the following, that the Chiyuv for someone who is of Yud Beis Chodesh is that he's supposed to leave his hair even after Shloshim up until Yigaru Bo Chavero. However, Mi'ikur Dedina, here's the words of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Mashma de Medina, Achar Shim Tashir Go'ara, Mutar Legaleach Achar Kach Kol Pam Darko. Kedarko. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that after you waited the shear of Giur, in other words, let's say it took 45 days until his friend said, man, your hair is really long, then in such a case, he's allowed to cut his hair, and then he doesn't have to worry about it again in Yud Beis Chodesh, and he could cut at any time he wants. And Rabbi Akiva Eger concludes that Meikar Dedina, this is the halacha. What's the omik of Rabbi Akiva Eger? So Rabbi Akiva Eger was always strange to me. But now, according to Rav Soloveitchik's Hesber, we understand that the Shiur Giur is not the pshat that when it reaches Giur, then you're allowed to shave or cut your hair in Yud Beis Chodesh. No, that the Chiyuv to leave your hair for Aviv Imo is up until Giur Chaver. Once you reach Giur Chavero, then there's no longer a Chiyuv. However, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if we're talking about the Shiur Giur as being a matir, now you're allowed to cut your hair, so then that goes through all of the Yud Beis Chodesh. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Nun, finds this Rabbi Akiva Eger quite difficult, and he says that only B'makum Tzorech Gadol can you rely on this Rabbi Akiva Eger. However, according to Rav Soloveitchik's Hesber, Rabbi Akiva Eger actually does make a lot of sense. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe holds, and I think many poskim today, follow the idea that the shiur would be the shiur of Giur. Rav Soloveitchik was not like Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he thought that the shiur Giur is a matir, not because that we should not follow this leniency of Rabbi Akiva Eger because it's only b'shas hadchak, like the way Rav Moshe Feinstein understood. But rather, there's a totally different way of understanding the shiur Giur, and that is a din l'chatchila and b'diyavad, and therefore even b'shas hadchak, unless there's a tzorech gadol, the shiur for tisporis would be the shiur of giur. Rav Shechter Shlita in the Ha'ara and the Shiur Erav has another nafkamina in his Rebbe's Chakira, and that is, what about if one reached, the Avel reached the Shiur Giur within 30 days? In other words, he hadn't taken a haircut for a while before the Ptira, and already within 30 days, his hair and his beard is already long. So in such a case, can he cut his hair? If you say the halacha of Shiur in Giur is a matir, now you're allowed to cut, that there is no iser, so then it could very well be that even within Shloshim, you would be allowed to. However, if we're going to say that it's a halacha that beyond Avel, of 30 days, there's a halacha that you have to wait till the Shiur Giur during Yud Beis Chodesh, you would still have to wait for the 30 days in order to be able to cut one's hair. And then at that moment, it'll hit the Shiur Giur. And Rav Shechter points out beautifully that Rabbi Akiva Eger comes out l'shitaso, because Rabbi Akiva Eger earlier, this Rabbi Akiva Eger was Dibra Maskel Chayn, Rabbi Akiva Eger at Dibra Maskel Ad, paskins that you cannot cut your hair, the avel that is, during 30 days, even if it's reached the shiur giur, and he has to wait until the end of Shloshim. Why? Because giur, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, is a halacha in the Yud Beis Chodesh, that when you reach the shiur giur during Yud Beis Chodesh, then the requirement of avelus tisporis ends. But that's only when you're talking about Yud Beis Chodesh. But giur is not a matir for tisporis when it comes to all of Hilchos Avelus, like the other way of understanding the halacha. So just to review the halachos that we learned today, when it comes to cutting one's nails, the avel is allowed to, after Shiva, and even for that matter during Shiva, cut his nails with his hand or with his teeth. After 30 days, he can use a utensil. If it's a woman and she needs to go to tefillah for the mikvah, so then someone else during Shloshim should cut the nails for her. When it comes to haircutting, so a regular avel has the halachos of Shloshim, and the only exception would be the cases that are described in the Mishnah, that's mutter for Chol HaMoed, someone who was in prison, someone who was a pure ones, was Eretz Rechokos and wasn't able to cut their hair, maybe then in such a case it would be permissible even Toch Shloshim, otherwise, and even Toch Shiva sometimes, otherwise it's going to be prohibited. And Avel for Aviv V'Imo has a halacha of Yud Beis Chodesh to the shiur of Giur. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the moment that he reaches Giur, then in such a case he could cut his hair, and then there is no requirement to let his hair grow afterwards. Ramesha seems to understand that this is a heter of Rabbi Kiva Eger of only Bishas Hatchak. Rabbi Soloveitchik explained no, that Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that the shiur Giur is the amount of time that there's an iser to cut one's hair for an aval. The moment that is reached, then the iser no longer exists. While the other way of understanding the shiur giur is that it is a matir for an avel to cut one's hair. In other words, it's no longer considered any type of tesporis of tanug if it reaches the point of giur, but that applies in all of Yud Beis Chodesh, and then an avel would have to wait for Yud Beis Chodesh to elapse to be able to cut his hair whenever he wants. And during Yud Beis Chodesh, he has to wait for the shiur of Giur, which again means that when someone would say that their hair is very long, then in such a case, it would be permissible for them to cut their hair. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha from Daf Yud Ches and Daf Yud Beis. Daf Chof Beis. One more point, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that there was no mashmos when it comes to nails, that even for other v'imo, do you need to wait for Giur? And that means that after Shloshim Yom, it will be mutter to cut one's nails, even without the shiur giur, by putting together the Gemara in Yuches and Chav Beis. The Gemara in Yuches discussed the halachos of cutting one's nails and compared it to the halachos of cutting one's hair. And the Gemara in Chav Beis said that when it comes to cutting one's hair, for Avra V'Imo, you have the shiur giur. The Gemara never mentioned that in regards to cutting nails. Therefore, it seems that despite the fact that the Gemara compares and contrasts fingernail cutting with hair cutting, that the shiur giur is not necessary for netilas tziponai. This concludes the halachos for cutting one's hair and fingernails, basic background for Hilchos Avelus.